Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.
Let's have some real talk here. What is your best advice for a first-time parent? Joining us is a very excited and a very nervous Riaz from Breakfast Television. Any moment now, your wife is about to give birth. It could be during this interview. We don't know, so we'll try to keep it really quick. What is going through your mind right now, Riaz?
Right now, it's like the adrenaline is flowing to make sure my wife, Lori, is okay.
Yep.
And that everything is healthy. And I think it's complete focus and the range of emotions, because anytime you tell somebody you are having a child, you know the advice is coming your way. So it's kind of trying to absorb as much as possible, but at the same time, stay in it.
Yeah, I mean, I know that when I was about to become a first-time dad, there was a lot of people who obviously, you know, offered advice. And while well-intentioned, sometimes it would come across as quite negative. You know, like, oh, you just wait until this happens. Oh, you just wait until they're toddler.
Your life's going to suck.
Right. Say goodbye to sleep. And you know what? That's not the message we should be giving to new parents, right? The message we should be giving is that, you know, yes, your life will become a little bit different, but it's going to be infinitely, I think, so much more full of love and love that you never knew was possible.
When people say, well, you know, what do you look forward to the most? Here's what it is. And I appreciate the post you always share with your son. And we have your dad advice coming up on BT at 7:10. But here's what I look forward to the most in the next month. When the chaos is clear, to have a moment, and I know the baby's going to be crying and the diapers need to be changed, but to have that moment of silence when Lori gets to rest and to put the baby's head on my shoulder,
and
it's just sweet silence to absorb that life has just changed in the best way possible.
That's beautiful, Riaz.
Yeah, and you know, if you already know going into that, you can be so much more present and to absorb that, because the first year is a bit of a blur. It really is. But if you are already in the state of mind where you can think ahead to know that these are fleeting moments and you should just enjoy them, you're already ahead of the game, man. You are.
And hopefully get one step closer to understanding why your parents freaked out every single time you did anything in life.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Why is it going on?
You're like, Mom, calm down. I'm just going to the store. And now you're like, oh, I get it.
You will have a newfound appreciation of your parents the moment you become a parent yourself. You'll see them in a whole new light. And for better or for worse. But that's one of the things that changes when you become a parent. And, you know, for a good friend, Riaz from Breakfast Television, who's about to go on parental leave, if you've got any good first-time parent advice, you can feel free to text us at 104.56 or call 1-877-936-4487, because I know there's a lot of first-time parents listening to the show right now who could probably use a little bit of comfort, a little bit of sort of maybe direction, because it can be a really scary time. But let me tell you, if there's one thing I can always tell you, and I tell all this to new parents, the most important thing you need to know about being a good parent is something that you already know, and that is how to love somebody.
Thank you, and I appreciate you encouraging the conversation around it. I think that a lot of people don't talk about it. You get isolated in the process of a mom can become invisible and the focus is on the baby. And I think it's so important to talk about all of these issues of what mom needs or what the baby needs, what the dad needs, and just being open about the whole process. So it's been awesome.
It's going to be so great. I was in the delivery room when my girlfriend gave birth. It was the coolest thing ever. I didn't know that stuff could stretch like that. It was crazy. It was so awesome.
Again,
that's a whole different conversation.
Yeah, it was the coolest thing.
Again, hashtag real talk.
Yeah, it was the coolest thing. I got to hold her leg as the baby came. I was like, wow, this is fantastic.
That's true friendship. That is true friendship.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we're pretty close.
Riaz from Breakfast Television, congratulations, man. And we'll keep posting on Baby Watch 2018 for you, man.
Hey, it's Uncle Kevin, Auntie Sonia, and Uncle Jordan, if he's in studio today. I appreciate the love and support.
Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.
Our thanks to Riaz from Breakfast Television, who joined us on the show. We had a little real talk there, talking about what it's like to be an expectant parent. He's about to become a first-time dad, really any moment now.
Mm-hmm.
And so we asked you for your best advice for any new parents. And a lot of common themes are coming through text 104.56. And I agree with these ones. You know, just enjoy every moment. There will be trying times, but they grow up very, very fast. And this is coming from someone who's a parent of a 4 and a 10-year-old. And having a 3.5-year-old, you know, like so many times I've gone, wow, I blinked in that. Now he's his own person.
Right.
He's telling jokes and we're having so much more fun now. Absolutely. But wow, how quickly. I thought when we became parents that the baby stage would be longer.
Right.
But then they quickly, you know, like transition into like a toddler and walking and all these, so much faster than I think you'd give yourself credit for.
And don't they always say, isn't it the saying, time flies when you're having fun and sleep deprived? Isn't that the saying?
That sounds about accurate.
I saw it on a t-shirt somewhere.
Here's another text. My advice is for the fathers-to-be. Support your partner when it comes to breastfeeding. It's really hard and painful, and for some people, they can't produce enough milk, and I felt pressure and a failure as a new mother that I couldn't do the one thing my body was meant to do. And my significant other was the very first person to tell me that fed is best. And I'll never forget the way he made me feel, like it was okay that I could not breastfeed. And I think, you know, there's a lot of pressures, be it from friends, be it from articles and social media as well, too, about what you should be able to do and how you should feel the moment you become a parent. Because, again, real talk, you may not fall in love with your baby right away. And that's okay. Because guess what? They're a stranger. Like, yes, your partner or maybe it's you carried and to term this baby. But you haven't even got to know this baby yet. And I think a lot of people, they post on social media, oh my God, love at first sight. And it's the most incredible feeling. And I'm sure that is absolutely true for so many people. But if that's not true for you, that's okay too.
Yeah.
But a lot of people feel bad about that. They feel like there's something wrong intrinsically because they don't feel that. And there's something broken with that bond. And it's bonds take time. They really do. Yeah. So don't feel that pressure. It's okay.
Also advice for non-parents or like people giving advice to these parents. Calm it down. Sometimes you like overstep. Like, you know what I mean? Because everyone's got an opinion about how you should be doing things.
Yeah.
Like, just chill out. Let them do things the way they want to do it.
Yeah.
And it's totally fine.
Totally.
Like, our parents didn't have half the resources that are out there right now. And we turned out, not a good example, but we're alive.
Okay.
We're alive.
We're breathing.
We're alive.
We're breathing.
We're breathing.
You know?
We're okay.
And as a parent, that's basically a win.
That's a win.
If your kid's alive at the end of the day, good job.
Work,
okay.
Right?
You're fine.
Yeah.